This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister has declared war on Hamas militants after hundreds of Israelis were killed in attacks followed by scores of Palestinians. Israel launched a counteroffensive.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City. Palestinian health officials said at least 200 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,600 wounded in the airstrikes. Linda Gradstein for VOA News. Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the militant attacks and warned no enemy of Israel should exploit the attacks.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. And let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel, just as we have from the moment the United States became the first nation to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding 75 years ago.
The Taliban government says a powerful earthquake with several strong aftershocks killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead. Later said the figure was still being verified. Local officials gave an estimate of 100 people killed, 500 injured. That's according to the same update from the UN Office for Coordination on Humanitarian Affairs.